USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Pfizer has asked the FDA to amend the emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine to allow it to be used to vaccinate children as young as 12. Their application comes as COVID cases are on the rise in younger Americans. Dr. Paul Offit is the director of the Vaccine Education Center at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He tells CNN that getting the vaccines to teenagers would help slow the spread of new variants of the virus, but also says that Americans need to hold on just a little longer and keep up public health measures.
We have 20% of people that are now fully immunized. We have about 25% of people who've been naturally infected, which will provide immunity. And if we can get to about 80% population immunity, we can slow the spread of this virus. And by giving basically 3 million plus doses a day, we can get there in the next 2 months, but we have to hang in there for the next 2 months, and we're not doing that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.